Nathaniel X with Commander Q.
36 Jesuíf Commander Q.
The vicarage stood quite alone near Laufen Castle, and there was a big meadow stretching back from the sexton's farm. In the dream, I was in this meadow. Suddenly, I discovered a dark, rectangular, stone-lined hole in the ground. I'd never seen it before. I ran forward curiously and peered down into it. Then I saw a stone stairway leading down. Hesitantly and fearfully, I descended. At the bottom was a doorway with a round arch, closed off by a green curtain. It was a big, heavy curtain of material like brocade, and it looked very sumptuous. Curious to see what might be hidden behind, I pushed it aside. I saw before me in the dim light a rectangular chamber about 30 feet long. The ceiling was arched and of hewn stone. The floor was laid with flagstones, and in the center, a red carpet ran from the entrance to a low platform. On this platform stood a wonderfully rich, golden throne. I'm not certain, but perhaps a red cushion lay on the seat. It was a magnificent throne, a real king's throne in a fairy tale. Something was standing on it, which I thought at first was a tree trunk 12 to 15 feet high and about 1.5 to 2 feet thick. It was a huge thing, reaching almost to the ceiling. But it was of a curious composition. It was made of skin and naked flesh, and on top, there was something like a rounded head with no face, no hair. On the very top of the head was a single eye, gazing motionlessly out. It was barely light on it, although there were no windows and no apparent source of light. Above the head, however, was an aura of brilliance. The thing did not belong, yet I had the feeling that it might at any moment crawl off the throne like a worm and creep towards me. I was paralyzed with terror. At that moment, I heard from outside and above me in my mother's voice. She called out, "Yes, just look at him. That is the man." That intensified my terror still more, and I awoke, sweating and scared to death. What happened then was a kind of burial in the air. And many years were to pass before I came out again. Today I know that it happened in order to bring the greatest possible amount of light into the darkness. It was an initiation into the realm of darkness. My intellectual life had its unconscious beginning at that time.
Stars above you, crystal blue. Oh, baby, my hair's on end about you. I shouldn't see you, though I love to. I'll fly above the sky. The things are rumored out.
bide our time and take it slow. The thing I learned just yesterday, to rush and never waste the day. Now I'm convinced the whole day long that all I learned is always wrong. Such dreams that I forget.
Daniel X. with Commander Q.
36 Jesuífica Commander Q.
Daniel X. with Commander Q.
On Spirit and on Radio, on Podcast, on the world, on the
world, on the
world, on the world, on the world, on the world, on the world, on the world, on the world, on the world, on the world, on the world, on the world, on the world, on the
Wednesday, no, Thursday, June 12th, 2000, about 8:30 a.m., and I'm basically getting my tent ready to break it down. Off. probably going to be going from Cleveland or Columbus, Ohio. I'm not sure which. That's good. Last night's show was really cool. And I think that'll be the last one I see for a while. But that's fine. Completely fine. I'm happy with what I got, and I don't think I'll need another fix for a while. We'll see you later.
Sunday, July 16th, 2010, 51 a.m., Greyhound Bus Station, Gate 4, Cleveland, Ohio. Trip went better once in Ohio. I stayed with Jim and Amy at Jim's dad's house in Cleveland, and we traveled down to Columbus for 2 nights to see fish at the Polaris Amphitheater. The first night, there was a huge thunderstorm at the beginning of the first set, and that kind of made the rest of the night uncomfortable. Wet, cold. The show was alright, but... And then after the show, we couldn't find the car we'd come down in for like 2 hours. So we got home about 5 a.m. Slept for maybe 6 or 7 hours, and then got up and got ready toward going to the second night. Second night show was much better. The show was better. The experience of it was better. I did 5 hits of Lucy, I think. And wrote some poetry. Just wrote in general that day, yesterday. This morning, Jim gave me life down here. I think on about 5 hours sleep. We drove around Cleveland a little bit, and then he dropped me off. And I am first in line for the bus to New York. It was a good trip. I guess it's not over in a way. Still, most of a day's worth of travel. But feeling okay right now. I remember passing through this bus station 5 years ago. This month, en route by bus to Chicago, and thereafter by train to San Francisco. Came through here some dead hour of the night. I think it's changed some in those 5 years. I remember there being pennants hanging from the ceiling. I don't see any now, but it's probably mostly the same structure of it all. A few minutes before 11, I guess the bus will be arriving shortly. I've got a lot of work to do to catch up my journal today. I'll start pressing forward. Very eager about pressing forward. Thank you.
Yeah, 5 p.m. Greyhound bus traveling from Cleveland to New York. Current location somewhere in the west, Pennsylvania mountains. There's only about 2 minutes left in this tape, so this is just to conclude it. And a traffic jam in the mountains. Pretty funny.
Bless you.
Daniel X with Commander Q.
36 Zuifi Commander Q.
Daniel X
with
Commander Q.
Strange. On spirit and on radio.
On the world. 36 X with Commander Q.
It is
Wednesday, February 9th, 2022, at about 4:10 p.m. Walking down Derby Road in Rochester, Massachusetts. I updated my previous entry February 9th. That should have been February 8th. This is being confused. Sometimes happens. I've now taken to doing this walk as kind of an after work constitutional, and I just took a shower on top of it. I think that as I was showering, it was occurring to me that I, like everybody else who works a 9-to-5 or something approximating that, run down by the end of the day. I think that that'd probably be fine if I ran down by the end of the day and then had dinner and relaxed for the rest of the evening, but my plan is always, my time is now mine. I'm going to write more from press and radio work. And the challenge with that, of course, is that I'm run down from standing all day at my standing desk. I'm run down from dealing with all kinds of people in all kinds of circumstances, trying to problem solve, collaborate, revise documents, etc., keeping track of how Cassie's doing, interacting with various people online, and Twitter and Facebook and Instagram regarding press stuff. But this 20 minutes of walking has become something that is valuable. It's new. It's not a sure long-term thing, but I find it valuable. So, hello. Still pretty snowy on the ground, and the snow's kind of dirty from being around for about a week now. And there are birds twittering away, which is nice. Go down! Anyway, so yesterday I was calling off, wanting to do better, feeling like I'd been struggling and sort of starting to kind of grasp the bottom ring and climb up again. And I did. I worked mostly on my renting up in the attic, according to, I guess, a little thought there. That was nice. Here I am again. Gave my investment in the day. It's funny, as a technical writer, I get my fingers in a lot of pies at work and help out in a lot of different ways. Sometimes it's just formatting questions and things like that, and sometimes it's much more complicated, but it's all very interesting, and I do my best to show my value in multitudinous ways, working with different people, trying to make sure that I'm showing value and good spirit, value and good will, maybe, is the way to put it. And it works. I mean, it definitely, on this Friday, I'm going to be talking with my boss, Bruce, and also Dave, who's the head of digital technology, I think. Who's going to technically be my new boss. but I'm still be reporting to Bruce on a day-to-day basis, which is fine. But pretty much full-time there is in the bag, and that's really good news. And it's not really yet. I know it's going to be real, but I'm being real cautious about anything unexpected that could get in the way. And so I'm just like not letting it sink in, not nothing. Hello again. So until it's signed up and for sure and underway, I'm just not gonna act like it is. I don't think it is. It's going to be, but it isn't yet. I'm just being cautious. But yeah. Thinking about the path from when I started this horse journal to now. When I started it, it was 99, and I was still at graduate school in Emerson. And then when I graduated, I found myself at the beginning of 2000 working on a contract for Harvard Business School Publishing. And it was about a year and a half there. Doing a really kind of dopey job, but I was making $15 an hour, which at that time, for me and for my expenses, was pretty good. I was actually doing all right. I wasn't emotionally and in terms of socially and all that, I wasn't doing that good, but I was pulling in a paycheck that was more than sufficient to pay my bills, and I had money to go to fish shows and to Burning Man, and it just, you know, it was good. Good in that respect. It wasn't that great a job for many months because I kind of had a shitty boss to start with, but then I got a better boss. Things got better, and it was tiring as hell getting up at like 6 in the morning. Get into Main Street and people look down, look away as people do. I just leave it be, but when I'm on my own street, I definitely press people to say hello in response to my hello. I suppose that's how I define neighborhood, for better or worse. Well, I got laid off, and I was laid off, and last year or so I was in Malden. I was collecting unemployment in between times when Barbara Brandon got me an editing job or two, and other things would come through for a little while. Nothing steady, nothing stable, nothing sure. Always a worry. Then I went out west and chasing after Lisa, and I was in Portland. Well, first I was in Seattle. I had a job. But the only job I got there was at the University Bookstore in the U District of Seattle, and it wasn't even that long. It was like, I don't know, 6-8 weeks of it. So it was money, meaning it was not money. Then I moved down to Portland, and I got a couple of jobs doing like survey work, just like calling places and surveying customer satisfaction or whatever. And I don't know. They just didn't work out. They weren't very good. They were very tiring. The whole situation that I had there was It was not very good, and it just got worse. Came back to Connecticut with my tail between my legs, and the best I was able to do there, at least for a few months, was work for the New Haven Advocate. That required a bus and train and walking to get down there to New Haven for a part-time job, so it wasn't that great, but again, better than not. Cassie and I moved out to Seattle. I worked at Borders Bookstore out there for, I don't know, like 9, 10 months. And again, you know, it was an income. And so, you know, there it was. It was my last bookstore job. The first one I'd had was back Book Exchange in 88, I think. So over the course of 15 years, I had been in the bookstore job. No. I worked at Harvard Bookstore. That was way before that. Yeah, so that was pretty much it. Then I looked into GE Healthcare in Seattle. It was like a knowledge base manager, whatever the hell they called it, but basically that was getting back into the realm of what you could call technical writing, loosely speaking. And so there's that. I worked for Expedia for a while. I think that was in between one thing and another. Then I worked at Standard Insurance in Portland, which is why we were able to move down there. I actually got full-time work for them. And then the economic crash of 2008 hit, and I and millions of others lost their jobs just like that. Then we came back here, or for me back, and for Cassie here for the first time. And I had a couple of different things. And then I landed ERT in 2012. And ERT I was at for almost 7 years. And it was full time. And it was a job that it kind of had an arc to it, I guess, that I didn't want to see or like to see at the time, but it had an arc of I started not knowing what the job really, really entailed, figuring that out, developing the skills to figure out what was needed and figure out how to do it and figure out who to talk to and figure out how to talk to them. And it was originally a place called PHC that got merged into ERT or whatever. Much bigger company, and I think that quite honestly it was really good, or it was on an upward rise for maybe 4 or 5 of those years. Then it started becoming problematic, and I was kind of always fighting to keep afloat, and that was hard to do, but I did, and I lost the good boss I had all those years, who'd been a colleague originally, became boss, and he always had my back, and was a good guy. He left, he moved on, and new boss was pretty shitty. She didn't care one whit for me, or me as a person, me as anything, but I spent a year trying to win her respect and regard, and I did it. And the funny thing is that about a week before I got laid off, we had a mid-year review, and she was finally sold. She finally was giving me some positive feedback on the work job I was doing. And I really tried hard to pull my shit together in her eyes, and I did it. And then I was laid off, and that was it. And there's been this, that, and the other thing since, stretches of unemployment, stretches of contracts, this, that, and the other thing. Everything for paying the bills, the float. So basically, Ginkgo started for me in October 2020, so that was like a year and change after ERT ended. And it's been contract ever since, but now it's going to become full time. So it's really, my relationship with this company goes back close to a year and a half when I started. But there wasn't at that point any real thought that I was going to be full time. It was just, there was a need to document stuff related to COVID, the testing they were doing. And I just kept hanging around, and a couple of the colleagues on my team moved on to other things, and one other guy didn't, still around. And our boss liked us and saw the value in what we were doing and saw much more possibilities and probabilities in all of it, and kept pushing and pushing and fighting and fighting to just gain traction in it all. And I think that, I mean, I hung around long enough, worked with enough people, and I had enough people on my side that eventually just, it got to this point. And I'm really happy about this point. And back in December, I was waiting for my contract to renew up until nearly the last minute. So, I was hopeful, but I mean, I've learned from too many jobs that things can fall through for whatever reason. Like, there's no limit to the number of reasons that something can fall through. So, I'm thrilled about things getting here. But, you know, a lot of these last steps are going on, and I'm not seeing them happen. I'm not seeing documents being signed and no objections being raised. So my caution is just the caution of ages. Caution of ages, that's all. But I think that all the patience and all the caution and all the worry is finally getting rewarded. That's really super exciting. But I'm still waiting. And so, this walk, at the end of all that, the end of a day of all that, is good. Because it gets my blood flowing again, it gets my head shifted. If I do this with these walks, then that certainly is going to be true. Then I get back, it's about 4:30 and I have till 8 up in the attic with my notebooks and the attic radio. Just work, just focus. I started making progress yesterday. I wrote some labyrinthine pages. It's been since the beginning of January since I've written them. And I think I might just write some tonight. It's really, once I get underway, once I get fluid, kick off the rust. There's never a lot, but there's enough. It takes a little while to get you full speed. So, nothing assumed, but I just know that it takes a bit for it to all work. And so I think tonight, as fun as the last night was, tonight will be even more so, because I'll be a little more accelerated from the start. Looking at the most recent page of Labyrinthine, a month and a half ago, I'll be looking at the most recent page of Labyrinthine, that were like 20 hours ago. So, I think that's it for this for now. Good walk. It's done. Good work day. I like this walk and enjoyed it. Period. to the attic. I mean, got another tube there of this. Who knows? Okay, same day, November 9th, 2022, 5:16 p.m. Bungalow C Attic Study, Millcross, Mass. That's WSRO on the Attic Radio. That's the Dream Million Jazz Station. And those are some of the ads I've heard a million times and a million more. And bless them all. They're part of this beautiful station.
Sanyo X with Commander Q.
36
Commander Q.
Thank you.
Alright, it is Thursday, February 10th, 2022, at about 4:10 p.m. Walking down Newman Road, Melford, Massachusetts. I've completed the fourth day of the week, Wolf Week. One more to go. Tomorrow morning begins promptly at 9. My interview with my new boss. Hello. Hello. So, and Bruce. So I guess between the two of them, I don't think that really, at this point, anything's going to change in my job. I think I'm going to continue reporting to Bruce and doing work as he directs and doing other stuff that I just find along the way. And then maybe I think Dave will be kept more in the loop. But my impression from people I've talked to about him is that he's a good guy down to the bones. He's very loyal to the people who work for him, and they would follow him from company to company. He's that good, and he made it that kind of good stuff, so I'm glad to hear it. It makes me happy. That's what I need. I need people that are not only the ones that I report to immediately, that are good people like Bruce, but like the people above him as well. It needs to be something where nothing in the hierarchy is going to threaten my job, especially up high where people don't even know me that well. That's good. Tonight I think I'm going to focus my work on bags and news, mostly. Somewhat on the creature tale. I've got to gather my notes about all the Rutabaga festivals, the 10 of them there's been, because I want to set all of the different projects. I want to have them all braid through there, at least at one point. And that means I have to be a little bit more elaborate about what goes on at the Rutabaga Festival, which has never been something I detailed too much. I would detail something, for sure, but not more than like one unique, interesting thing per year. So I want to really dig in a little more than I've got to look back at what their themes have been in the past. So that's one thing that's going to take up some of my time. But mostly the bags, and I wrote 6 of the anticipated 15 issues. Pretty much all in January. I had a stretch there where I'd written virtually nothing, even though they're supposed to start in September. I found myself at the end of December with like, I don't know, a page and a half written or something, the first of the bunch. And that was not good. But I dug in. And by the time I did start writing them, I had much more of an idea of the great grand braided narrative. Gregor Burton, her friendly. And so the delay was actually advantageous. But there's been like 2-3 weeks since I was doing that, and I think any further delay would just be delay. If not anything else is going to be advantageous to resuming. So just like I resumed Labyrinthine earlier in the week, that would be yesterday and Tuesday. I'm going to try and dig into Bags End News today and get some some stretch into it. The run is typically 15 issues divided into two portions, 6 issues and 9. I don't know how that all came about precisely, but the Bags and Stories themselves, they began in 85 when I moved away from my family's house as a way of keeping in touch with my sister. We'd made up stories about her stuffed animals and toys and whatnot, and called it Bag's End, derived in part from the Lord of the Rings place, Bag End, where the hobbits live, or where I guess where Frodo and Bilbo Baggins actually live. And by the time I moved away in 85, we'd been making stories about them for, I'd say, 6-7 years. So, but I'd never really written anything down. I tried to write stories about the fantasy land that we created together, but nothing really worked. Nothing stuck. It wasn't what it needed to be. And because I think I was writing in my own voice, and I had too much L. Frank Baum, J.M. Barrie, and Amy Mill, and all those guys in my head. I didn't have the unique voice that needed to tell this story. But then, and I don't remember at the time exactly how it came about, but then I came up with the idea of a newspaper that I would write about Bag's End, written by Algernon Beagle, one of the main characters, and that would be the... He would tell stories of Bag's End on a weekly basis. Actually, Christine and I alternated doing that in letters sent back and forth for pretty much all of 85. I mean, it was like from middle 85 to the end, so 7-8 months of that. And then, I don't know, I guess that I can't be sure of why she stopped doing that. I know that when I went to visit in December, they weren't celebrating Christmas and Hanukkah anymore, as had always been done because of my parents' 2 separate religions, and my sister was now in a Jewish school. She was about 10 at the time, and I think that everything that had to do with didn't have to do with her being raised as a Jewish person was being tossed aside. I don't know. I probably never will know. I don't know if it's really all that important to know. But I do know that she stopped doing that with me. And I now had the Bags and Stories to tell myself, which I kept doing. I mean, it began in, I guess, June of 85, maybe. I wrote them even after we stopped doing it every other week to each other. I kept writing them all of 86, and I believe in 87, like weekly, all that stretch of time. Then there were crazy times I stopped writing. Always wrote at least one in a year, but it went from, you know, 1 year when I wrote 52 or 53 at peak to a year or some years later when I wrote 1 or 2. I wrote them out of a love of a number of things. It was a love of my sister and the times we've had making up stories together, fantasy books that I loved as a teenager and still do, really. Wizard of Oz books and all those Victorian fantasy books. And it was just different and unique, and it was mine in a way that a lot of my other writing wasn't really mine for a while. My fiction, I think, was mine sooner like my general fiction became mine next. So that took a while, and my poetry took an even longer while to become my own. But, so, 3 years back in the 80s and 90s when I was alive, I was trying to keep something going that sometimes I had new ideas for and sometimes I didn't. But I was always trying to push it. When I first was doing LSD, I worked in stories that were never directly about LSD, but definitely were reflecting the kind of things I was learning, experiences I was having emotionally, and you can almost say spiritually, artistically. But I think that by the early 2000s, I'd run aground of it all, pretty much. I really just didn't have any new ideas. When I lived out west, I didn't even have the bags in, bags full of bags in characters, or the dolls and animals that they were based on. And I lost that mojo, and it slowed way down, slowed down to a trickle. And then started up again. New stuffed animals appeared in my life. And luckily Cassie was amenable to such things. I don't think it was something she expected and the person she was going to be with. And I think there's a lot of things about me she would not have expected, but she realized that what I wrote about was where I was, and if she wanted to be, if she wanted to be near where I was, and she wanted me to be near where she was, writing was going to be an unbelievably critical part of me. Not for money, not for a living, but for something else, for me. Period. Just to share it, which I do other things to support and encourage others. I write for me. I write for my purposes, just as much as Jim played guitar for himself, even though he loved to share. So, it was about 10 years. It was about the time that we got back, or I got back to Boston, and then I had the bags in bags, and I had all my notebooks of bags in these stories, and I started reading them. And in the few years before that, the creature common had suddenly become important and mattered. And I wanted them both to matter and both to be important, both to be related. And then I expanded it out to other things, to Dreamland and to the general kind of Utopia. Many musics and the poems that came before it that became, they were different, they were focused and they were vicious, and they were mine. And I built them off of everything I'd done so far, but they were further along in a way. So, back to the stories, I finally was able to figure out by essentially expanding the landscape of them, expanding the interaction of them with the other writing projects and characters, essentially building everything that we arrived through the great grand braided narrative, Gerger, Earth, and the Fremlin. And I guess that's the story, really. So 15 issues a year is a compromise between doing 52 issues a year and doing none. I take a break from them in the spring and summer, and then I come upon them in September, even if September's first issue is written in December. It's like it's been the same thing now for about near 10 years running, I'd say. And oftentimes the final double issue is far longer than what would typically be the whole issue, which would be 10 pages, 5 sheets, double-sided, 10 pages. Sometimes they just go on and on and on. Last story, Brady Manuel Zanu had a double issue that was still beyond 10 pages, I think it was like 40, and then had a triple issue beyond that that was like 66 pages long. So, and I just accept that as being part of the deal. I mean, there's one that they need to be, and I don't mind if they like, want them to go as long as they need to go. But they start in the fall, and they finish in time in the late winter, typically. And then they're done, pretty much, let's say, fall and fall. So there's usually like 5-6 months of break. And in that break, I'm writing other things, and I'm also figuring out what's going to happen next. It's, the closest I can come to comparing it is it reminds me of the revival of Doctor Who on BBC. Came back. It wasn't in the same format as it had been back when. It was now essentially like 10, 12 episodes, a kind of continuing story. And it's been really good, really, really good to do it that way. It's been consistently good. It gives me focus, gives me a framework, and and it makes me happy to do it because knowing that I can do it now in a way that reaches back without bump, so to speak, to then to 85 and 84, I mean, it's something I do that is really one of my core things to do, and I found a way to keep it fresh and current. That doesn't mean that the internet's showing up anytime soon or anything of that sort. It's fresh and current to itself. That's all it's got to be. It's just got to be the continuing story of itself for me to tell without me. And so, tonight I'm going to begin with this kind of, I guess, sort of the second half, even though it's more issues. It's like the second part of the two parts of the current run. It's work I'm really proud of. It's work I've now published in the Senate, read on my radio show. It's got fans out there in the world. It's really funny. Fans who've never seen Elder on people in person, or you know my sister, or know really any friends that heard the stories back in the 90s as long as the Jellicle Bill. That was probably its most high profile audience. Small group of Felix people. They loved hearing back in stories. They were very interested by them. And so now it's got a different kind of audience that essentially reads the stories, doesn't hear them, for the most part, doesn't hear them read to them, but reads them. And I had to figure out along the way if it would be sensible. So that was my next big challenge. First was how to write Bagden down in story form. That was Bagden, it was 85. And then in 2012, I decided to start telling and reading the stories on the radio show. I'd already started reading it myself with everybody. But then putting them in the Senacle, I tried that once and had been involved in handwriting and manual typing. It was fine, but it wasn't practical, and it wasn't sustainable. So I decided it would be something where I would type them using a font that was kind of like an old typewriter font. So that kind of covered that need. And that I would essentially divide them into books. So I think that there's now been 19 bags in books. Are derived from the newspaper issues, but I definitely work on them to make them into satisfactory book form. It's all fun. I like doing it. I like feeling like doing it, how to do it. The only downside of any of it is when I struggle with doing it well, which doesn't happen too often. As long as I just take my time, think it through, try to follow the lines where the story's going to go, as well as patience and time, and then overall results. Okay, that is Bags and Ink summed up this time. Interesting. More later. Testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, it is 13th, 2022 at 12:33 AM, Bungalow C Attic Study Work Table, Melrose, Massachusetts. Today was quite an eventful day, and for me it is not quite concluded, but many events to tell of. In fact, I could go back to yesterday and speak notably. So yesterday morning I got up real promptly because I had a call at 9 o'clock with my boss, Bruce, and my other boss, Dave, who's new. Like, Bruce has been my boss since I've been a contract, and now that I'm going full time, Dave is going to be my like official boss, even though I still will be managed by Bruce, so kind of like two bosses, which I think I've said in this volume before. But the meeting between the three of us occurred yesterday morning, which was after the last entry I made in this tape. Dave reminds me of the kind of guy I have as a boss back when I worked at indie bookstores. He's got a real down-home vibe. He's really smart, but he's really nice. There's about him a good vibe, and empathy, intelligence, kindness, and humor. He's very funny. And I found talking to him delightful. So wonderful. I mean, Bruce has hinted that the full-time part of things is going to start March 1st. So, 2 weeks away. Somewhere in that time, I will get up. Email contract, not contract, but a letter, an offer letter. Bruce intimated to Matt and I that we would be very pleased with that, so I'm guessing it's good money. Hoping. I mean, honestly, if it was the same pay plus the residuals and bonuses and the other stuff of being full-time, I'd be good with it. If it's more money flat out, then that's good too. Pay off my student loan sooner, get it out of the way. I mean, you know, the sooner the better. I really would like to just pay my student loan off, just be done with it. Just be done with it. Why not? Pay it, and then all that money that is going toward paying it off month by month will be not being paid anymore. So, but soon, I guess. I don't
that's just really a cul-de-sac. I really like meeting Dave. He seems like an awfully nice guy, and he said to me, I give people lots of latitude, be proactive, take the power in your hands, do what's right, and if something needs to be fixed later, we'll fix it. Which is perfect. That's what I've been doing anyway, and I'd like to continue it, and having sanctions to continue that. And the funny thing was is that for the rest of the damn day, I was putting out fires and dealing with shit, left and right, high and low. It was funny. I thought Friday was not going to be a busy day, and it was just insanely busy. But that's good. Because that's what they're getting from me. They're getting value for their money. Investing in me for the long term, I'm going to give them the goods. And I want to be a Ginkgo for the long haul. I've already been there over a year. Which is actually longer than I've been in a lot of jobs, minus ERT. I haven't been in many jobs this long, actually, in the contract so far. Anyway, 2 days began early with working on radio. I've worked on radio all day. And I was so behind, it took me all day to get it done, and it was like 10 minutes to 8 when my show went on the air, and I was finally ready to do it. I did the promotion during my show. Cassie was not feeling well, so we made the decision to do the feature date tomorrow morning, rather than tonight, so she can get some sleep and hopefully feel better for it. And here I am up in the attic. I had a good radio show. That's funny that it's radio show is something that's true of back when of these tapes and now. I need to see some selections. Okay. Good. Anyway, I don't know if I want to use this all up, but I want to just talk on for a moment or two. It was a good radio show. Lumineers was the new album. Classic album was Humphreys McGee. John Prine tribute album was the featured. I read Bags In, Many Musics, Labyrinthine, New Dream Rap, Dream Walker Dream Rap, New Sound Collage. It's funny that it's a show that's partly albums and recorded music and partly my writing. It's kind of a hybrid. It's not like anybody else's show up there, and I like it. I take pride in it. Even though it takes too much of my time at moments when I don't do it well, but like, I kept thinking at some point, or I started thinking, it's like, if I want to do it better, I just need to do it better. If I want to be more efficient, I need to be more efficient. There's no secret trick to any of this, like, doing stuff better stuff. It's like, more devotion, more attention, more efficiency, all that kind of thing. And when I do it, it's better. Also, the son of a gun got mailed up this morning. I biked over to the post office with assembled 17 copies, and off they went. So all that remains is the archives, but essentially it's February 12th and 13th, and it's 2 months plus to the next cynical. So that's good. I also have other my Burning Man books and samplers and Ray books, and yada yada. I'm writing, which is most of the reason I'm up here. I'm 2 days behind in my journal. One, I need to catch up the secret book. Two, And then I just haven't written on a Saturday in several Saturdays because I've been just so behind on stuff. Great. So, I have the Attic Radio on. I don't think it's, can't much catch it from the distance I'm at. I just did this a couple of days ago, and I guess the fan noise in between. So, I'm super grateful to be pending a full-time job, a really good full-time job, like, probably the best full-time job I've ever had, not just in terms of money, though that's true, but just in terms of the quality of the company, the quality of the colleagues, the quality of work being done and the reasons it's being done for. I mean, I haven't been this, haven't gotten to anything like this before. ERT was good, at least at the beginning, when it was PHT. This is leaps and bounds better. Certainly better than the contracts I was on in between, then and now. So that's one thing. Another thing is that I just want to get better. Like, my problem is that things pile up and then suddenly I'm facing a pile and it takes a long time to wade through. Like today, same thing. I was so behind on radio that I hadn't done and finished last weekend. I spent a lot of time doing that. I spent a lot of time on this weekend's radio. I was still listening to shows today. Then I got my show ready. I looked into the music I looked into, but I just have to be better at this stuff. I have to will myself to be better. If I do that, I'll have more time to write. And that's always what I'm aiming to arc back to. My radio show is half my writing. If I don't write, I don't have anything to read on it, and half the show doesn't have anything in it. So I kind of compel myself by the way I do things to have to produce new work. And that's all good. I just want to do better, more consistently. It's like quality and consistency. That's just how it is. I think that's it. I like being up here a lot, and I'm grateful to be up here, and I just want to get better at living, and live longer by getting better at living, and that's it. I had 3 grams of mushrooms about many hours ago, so I'm probably residually tripping, but not in any kind of fierce bonkers kind of way. But anyway, that is where things stand. But I brought this tea flavor up to get all this down, and I'll resume on it probably Monday, maybe. This is good to be doing again. And I'm going to spend time now with other tape player getting details of the feature tale down. So when I read the secret book, I'm pretty thorough. All right, that's enough for this one for now. Good night. Till next time.
All right, it is Monday, February 14th, 2022, at about 4:05 p.m. Walking down Newman Road, Milkhurst, Massachusetts. It's Valentine's Day. I'm on a Monday. Not an easy day to really do much romancy. So Cassie and I decided that we would spend a long weekend coming to holiday on Monday. And we do some kind of like fun stuff then, rather than trying to do anything on Monday, but just make our way through it in a good way. Interesting too is that the previous volume of this Wave Journal, I think it was 247, is in, it turns out its entirety is going to be the next issue, in the next episode of 36X, which I think is episode 28, coming up this coming weekend. Like the first piece of it is finishing up my trip out to Chicago in June 2000, and then it jumps right into this, which is like a 22-year jump, probably with an ID in the middle, maybe a song. And I just decided to, I decided that the first volume was so much introductory or reintroductory material, just catching up to speed, that I just let it all be in. I imagine if I was a listener and I was being sort of yoinked once again into something different from what I'd been experiencing before, it would be it'd be good to get a whole bunch of it, because I really get acclimated that okay, now there's this as well. So that's good. I think that likely I won't do that again, at least every time, because I don't want these new volumes to take over. The old volumes are still playing out. I think I'm only up to, well, I guess I'm only up to 28, and so there's a bunch more to come. But it really kind of just depends on the content, what goes in. And then I like to throw in songs and other things randomly, but it just depends on how much time there's left out of the full 2 hours. So it all adds up nicely. I mean, it's just a matter of being a little bit creative. But I think that it's possible with just movement and attention. Weekend was good. Super Bowl. The Rams beat the Bengals. It was a pretty good game. Marred somewhat by referee callings. First, they weren't calling anything, any penalties on any kind of stuff that was obviously penalty worthy, and then they were calling everything the last 2-3 minutes of the game, which kind of affected the outcome since it was so close. But the Rams kind of played bad for the first 3 quarters, or rather they came on strong early and then they kind of like fell back, and the Bengals came on strong follow up, and then they kind of like just went into defense mode, protect the lead, but they were protecting a 4-point lead. That's just not a lead that you go start protecting with half a game left, just about. And then the Rangers cut back. I think they were two fairly evenly matched teams, and they played each other real close. And I mean, in the end, it was intangibles and dubious ref calls, and maybe just a little bit more willing it to happen on the Rams' part. There's just things that are hard to say about it all, and a whole bunch of snow come down this weekend. Apparently no one had forecasted for. I'd say it's, it looks like it's somewhere between 4 and 6 inches here, and other parts of Massachusetts tend to get a lot more when here gets 4 to 6. So, they just missed it, apparently. Because I was catching up so much, including yesterday, I got the archive, I got the Senecal 118 and all the archives related to it and all the other press projects done, since I was feeling kind of sick. for some of the day. I just decided to, like, not do the creature day we would have done on Sunday, since we didn't do it on Saturday. But I thought, okay, well, if I'm going to do something that is less energy, it's going to be finishing the fucking archives, getting them done, waking up Monday morning, and having it all done, being able to look around in the present moment. I mean, there's no cynical due until the end of April. There's lots of things I want to catch up on. I've been continuing to post online on the Scripture Press Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram accounts. Some of those postings, which are daily during the weekdays, the work week, I should say, some of them of late have been brief reviews of other literary journals. Going beyond the likes and the follows and actually reading them and finding good stuff to say. I've taken a quoting, a little passage from something I find in them that I like. It's raising the stakes a bit, and I don't really have any particular expectations of it, except that it's more active than passive, which is almost always good in my book for these kind of things. Engaging, communicating. You know, and most of the journals don't take that long to read. They're not that long, like a dozen pieces maybe. And so I take the view that I'm going to give an issue maybe 15 or 20 minutes at most. I'm going to kind of scroll through and find something that really kicks if I can, if I'm lucky, something's there to find, and then point it out. I mean, they're short reviews, but it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much, and not much is, like, it's hard to compare not much to nothing. Nothing is someone follows Scripture Press, and they have a little button, and you follow them back. And that's it. There's nothing is no interactivity, and just as said, nothing is that following back and forth. But I mean, that's like, I don't know, it's like getting someone's phone number and never calling it, you know? So that was probably why I was like wanting to up it. It's just been too many months of doing this, and so that's good. It doesn't take that long. It's a good thing to do. So tonight I think I'm going to write Fagzinus. I'm going to try. I have a bunch of notes that that I'm going to see if they coagulate into actual lines. It's time for it to push forward. I've been having dreams lately regarding dream wraps. Some Dreamwalker related dreams or applicable dreams about Dreamwalker and his strange book. And there's going to be a woman that was briefly mentioned in one of the poems about him that I'm going to pursue a bit more. I think that as he learns to dreamwalk, I think he's going to meet this woman who either she lives in dreamland, or maybe he only meets her in dreamland. It'll be something funky. I haven't quite figured it out, but that's where I'm going to pursue his line. Somehow I've got to get him to the festival and eventually speech, and somehow I've got to reveal how he and the king somehow went to war with one another in some way, shape, or form. I really, truly don't know what that looks like right now. But that's where that's going. Labyrinthine I was working on last week. It definitely needs some more work. The Hero's Adventure, I decided, is going to be the at the other end of things. My music also needs some work. I finished reading on my radio show the drafts of the current Roddy poems, and now I'm going to read the final versions, and that'll take up 6 weeks, but hopefully by those 6 weeks being done, all the new poems about him to read. Exam, New Musics, Labyrinthine, Heroes, Dream Reps, and Creature Tale will continue along. I had a very fruitful sorting of the tellings from last week, which are kind of all over the place, and I took additional notes, so I feel closer to where things need to be to tell that successfully. So, it's plenty, and it's good, and I like it, and I just have to keep at it. Burning Man, I reached out to the Burning Man Hive online, which is kind of people who are into making political somethings about Burning Man, making it inclusive and not racist and other things. But the good thing is that they also have information. That's where I got a contact for the Center Camp Cafe last year. And I wrote to that person. She wrote back once, and she hasn't written back since. So, I got to see it.